Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. The Hermit yields to the Taos mystique. Giovanni stood on a mesa looking out into the Taos Valley. He needed to catch his breath after the long climb up from the ruined village of Pilar. It had been an Apache encampment centuries before. It had been destroyed shortly after the arrival of the Spaniards. Just now it had been starting to show signs of new life. What he would give, the Hermit thought wistfully, if he could just ride into the village. He knew deep down in his heart, though, that that was impossible. Horses and coaches were few and far between. In fact, such transportation was still somewhat of a novelty here. The first wagon trains to Taos hadn't even arrived from the east until 1825. As he massaged his swollen ankles, the Hermit was mulling something over in his mind. An old-timer in Pilar had told him something that had intrigued him. Popular lore held, he had told him, that just as the settlers of Belén had named their village for Bethlehem, the people of Pilar had named theirs in remembrance of the tales of Our Lady of Pilar. According to the legends that Giovanni had picked up back in his native Italy, shortly after the Apostle Santiago had come to Spain to bring Christianity, he was thwarted in his efforts by Queen Lupa. She had forbidden the practice of the new religion on the Iberian Peninsula. She was known as the She-Wolf, who ruled with an iron fist. Utterly disheartened at not being able to make more than 8 converts, Santiago was ready to quit Spain forever. On the night before he was to leave, however, he had had a vision of the Virgin Mary sitting atop of a pillar of jasper, or sardonyx. She had bidden the weary apostle not to let himself be discouraged by his lack of progress. She had said, "Tell my people that if they do not believe in me, I still believe in them." What had surprised Santiago was the fact that somewhere in hiding near Ephesus, Mary was still alive. This was to be the first recorded miracle of bilocation, something that the Hermit understood well. It was thoughts such as these that filled the mind of Giovanni as he sat dreading to take his next step toward the Valley of Taos. Then he remembered something that gave him courage. Just before the last rise into the valley on his way up, the Hermit had come across a trail of starlight stones. Their intriguing cross-shaped forms looked somewhat odd among the other volcanic formations of the area. There were those who said that when certain nature spirits had heard that Christ had been crucified, they had wept bitter tears, and that these minerals were the result. The Hermit cupped one of them in his right hand. It had flecks of garnet embedded within it. They looked like drops of blood. He knew that this was his own cross to bear. Whispering, he said, "In manos tuas, Domine, into your hands, O Lord." Giovanni approached the foothills that held isolated pockets of settlements. As was the case with everywhere else that he had visited, the homes were humble and unadorned. The people lived as simply as the animals that they kept. They were people of hardy peasant stock. Even the children seemed to have an aura of maturity about them, as if they were already ancient souls. There was mistrust in their eyes as Giovanni approached. Nonetheless, they held outward signs of their emotion in check. Surely, thought the Hermit, they must have seen Franciscan monks before. I wonder just what it is that inspires fear in the local populace. He thought he'd try something. He remembered the greeting that he had recently learned from Epifanio way back in Belén. Clearing his throat, he said, Santos y buenos días les de Dios. Immediately the mistrust seemed to vanish from their eyes as they recognized his humble greeting. As he stood looking at the family, the matron came out of the house and brought a dipper of water for him. He took it gratefully, and he said to her, Dios le pague la caridad. That is, may God reward your charity. She lowered her eyes and smiled. The Hermit knew that he had come to a good place. You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.